Well, I guess that needs to be clarified, but.
I have a question.
Okay.
But it says that the greening of the dollar does not specify how the money is to be valued, et cetera, et cetera. But it does. You know, that's almost the exact same language. If you look it up, it talks about the monetary authority and what its role is to regulate the value of the money, to prevent inflation and deflation.
Oh, so we don't need parity.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, I don't know because you haven't defined parity yet. If that's the only.
Yeah.
But this is the purpose of parity.
Well, so the answer I would give is that, correct, we do not need parity, but we might very well want parity. Okay, because parity is a way, as I understand it, of, you know, of providing for a healthy circulation of money by making sure that people or that the baseline producers in agriculture are getting a fair price that covers the expenses, which then leads them to spend money to, you know, for their, which, I mean, that kind of, because they circulate the money when they buy all their supplies and everything, that, you know, if they're getting a fair price, they can spend enough money on stuff, and so you can have that as kind of a foundation of the economy.
Okay, well,
Is that correct? Is that one part of your thinking on it too, or?
Well, yes, I tend not to try to focus on agriculture because a lot of people who don't know parity talk about price fixing and, you know, what about the rest of the economy, you know, that kind of thing. So you can see in this, I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
I try to focus on the whole economy.
Do you, Stack?
A parity economy.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I mean, I want to understand it better. I think it's vital. I think, like Kevin says, it has a very useful point. I was just curious about these parallel language that is used to regulate the value thereof, and that it wasn't said in the greening of the dollar plank, whereas it was. So I'm just pointing out that conflict. I don't know what to do with it. It doesn't mean that the parity plank is not valid. It's just I don't know if that's not the sole characteristic of parity.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll delve into that and talk to people, you know, in my parity group about it. They all know the NEED Act, you know.
Okay.
Thank you. These comments are really helpful. Since the private commercial banks are corporations that create our money supply, they are responsible for inflation and deflation. The citizens do not know the following fact. Whenever a borrower signs a loan contract with a commercial bank, the commercial bank has the legal privilege in its charter to create the principal of the loan in the borrower's account. This information is kept out of our educational system and mass media system. I put that in because any chance I have to tell the American people that fact, I find it's important. So I put it in there. The major regulator of the private banks is the Federal Reserve System. However, the Federal Reserve banks are privately owned. It is used not to protect the public, but to bail out the Fed members' commercial banks when greed makes the banks create too many loans to borrowers who cannot pay. Eventually, the unpayable loans create a financial crisis. This has happened many times since the beginning of our country. Therefore, the Green Party has in its platform Section N, Monetary Reform, Greening the Dollar, which puts the creation of money back in the hands of Congress. But what will maintain the value of the money without inflation or deflation?
The Monetary Authority.
Introduction. Public money will be directed to...
You had another sentence there that you didn't read.
Oh, the Banking and Monetary Reform Committee, BMRC, is proposing a parity economy plank to be added to the current end monetary reform greening the dollar.
Okay, hang on a second. We did talk about that a little bit when you were offline here. I don't think it should be under N. I think it should be a separate category. Last time we wanted to put it under O for parity. So I don't know if anybody
thinking,
else.
What's your thinking around that?
My thinking of that is, you know, I think it's going to simply confuse more people if we put that in the same with the monetary reform. To me it's a different concept.
Steve Stack.
Yes, Steve.
I think they're related, but I think it deserves this distinct place where it can be focused on. It's not exactly the same as green the dollar, but it's a complement. So
yeah, right.
It's right in the same sentence in the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
Create the money and regulate the value thereof.
Well, is that the only thing that would regulate the value?
Well, if I was a monetary authority, I think I'd want to implement parity.
Well, yeah.
Kevin Stack.
Yes, Kevin.
Well, is there, you know, when we think about how do we express this idea, okay, this, it sounds to me like, you know, there are so many, the stuff I have read, which has been a little while because I read a few things on eco-socialism and some of these academics who were promoting this with their various schemes that they had, you know, for how you'd have this ecological economy and stuff and what people would or would not do. You know, it sounds like parity is what they're trying to figure out. You know, so I don't know if this is true, but I'm just saying that, well, you know, if there was some way to maybe... Well, first of all, am I even correct in thinking that? But secondly,
I think so.
Could we be, you know, like, can you know, the corporations do this, and maybe we should practice a little bit, and that is dressing up your proposals in the language of, you know, these other groups that might have more public appeal. You know, like you have all this right-wing stuff dressed up as progressive rhetoric, and then but now if we could present parity as a eco-socialist idea or something, or as, you know, something like, I don't know, is that possible?
That could be a worthy project.
Well, parity's mentioned in the other part of the platform regarding whatever it is, I don't know, the Green New Deal or eco-socialism or whatever.
Oh, they do talk about it?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
I guess I sent that information to Sue, and maybe I should have posted it on the list.
Yeah.
Well, I read it, Rita, and they just used the word parody. There's no description of anything about it.
Right.
Well,
but if we can take that context and use it to advance the argument.
Definitely.
I have a comment, which I do not go over too big, but I'm afraid if you approach the American farmer who's been on the land
yeah.
a while, and tell him now he's an eco-socialist, I'm afraid he's going to shotgun.
No. And of course, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking to eco-socialists, not farmers.
Yeah, this is a platform amendment of the Green Party platform. The farmers have never heard of that. Am I correct in thinking that? I mean, some of them might know about the Green Party, but the conservative farmers that you're talking about, the Republican farmers that you're talking about, are not the people who would be like...
Most of the people in the Green Party don't know what's in the Green Party platform.
Right. Well, that's true. The Democrats don't know what's in their platform either.
Right.
No.
I don't think we should change the nature of parity.
Well, we're not changing it. I'm just saying that it is. It's the scheme. This is not the first time stuff like this happens. You know, people look for, they're searching for ideas, and so they work out slowly but surely. They work out an idea that's been worked out, that was already worked out years ago, but they just never knew about it. They never understood it or whatever. And so that's what I'm saying.
I kind of think that the background on parity would be kind of important, at least. Yes, this is going to be part of a proposal, okay? You may want to explain outside of the platform why you want to include parity in it and indicate that, you know, it's necessary for... I don't know what you want to call it.
A sustainable economy. How about that?
Yeah, a sustainable economy or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to tie it into the what the eco-socialists want to hear about.
Well, a sustainable economy isn't just the eco-socialists, is it?
Well, I know, but, you know, I sent you the information about what was already in the platform, because it's in the section that is worshipped by the eco-socialists, if you want to call it
that. Parity is, right, Rita?
Pardon?
That's why you're going to introduce it.
Parity is a long history. They don't know that. All they used is this word parity.
I know, Sue. That's why you need to explain it and how it relates to their eco-socialist plan.
If you want to get it passed.
Yes, yeah. If you want to get it passed, yeah.
It is important to tell people that, you know, they have a great idea and, you know, and let them take credit for it, because
yes,
they will.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You've got to make this acceptable to these young eco-socialists.
The whole party is an eco-socialist.
They renamed the Youth Caucus as the
Eco-Socialists Party.
The Young Eco-Socialists. Yes. Y-E-S.
Yeah. But Sue, also, the parity ideas grew out of, there was a lot of socialist concepts in the 1930s, and if I remember this history right, because we had two or three presentations on this with the AMI and other stuff like that, and I've watched them on the video. There was this whole socialist thing in the 1930s as response to the Great Depression, and parity. The parity law was passed in the 1940s or something like that, and put into place in the 50s, and then ignored after that when the banks took over the commodity markets. But that's my recollection, it does tie back into socialism and socialist ideas. So I believe there's a relationship there, so I may be wrong.
Well,
but anyway, it's part of their platform, and they ought to know what in the hell it is. So, yeah, there's a reason I sent that to you, Sue, so you would understand that,
Rita.
Okay.
So they use the word parody, so suddenly they have to understand this whole history that has nothing
no,
to
they
do
don't
with
have
socialism.
To understand.
It doesn't, Kevin, it doesn't have anything to do with socialism.
Well,
read
you're buying
the book, FITE, and read the Peek book, PEEK, about the parody in the 1930s and the fight for parity in the Congress, and it has nothing to do with socialism.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm just telling you that you're going to have to make it appealing to these people that are eco-socialists and have it mentioned in their Green New Deal.
And, you know, they're trying to define eco-socialism themselves. You know, they don't really have it figured out.
No, they don't. So,
well, and if someone here could give me a definition of eco-socialism so I can go back and talk to my parody groups to see how this could be fit in, if at all. I got to give them a definition.
I don't know.
You're not trying to fit into socialism. You know, that's the whole problem with socialism. They say socialism, and they don't say what it is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't believe that there is any definition.
Just stick with what it is.
In the platform
don't
of
use the word
socialism.
There is a line in section 4, just one line.
One line.
Right, right.
Read it. What does it say?
I can't access it. I can't get to it. But it's section 4. It's in the table of contents. But it's 4A, I believe.
Had a big battle getting that one in there.
Section 4A, I believe.
We had to rewrite it for them.
Well, it's only
take
in
out
there.
The coercion.
It's only in there because what's his name? I can't remember his name now. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have an awful time with names and I'm tired.
Howie
so.
Hawkins?
Yeah.
No.
Michael Trudeau and the gang.
Oh, is that who the young socialists are?
No.
Well, no.
No,
supporters.
No. I'm
See, they got supporters.
Okay.
I'm talking about the...
Riley Mayon.
The Eco Action Committee.
The Eco Action.
Mark Dunley.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Mark Dunley is responsible for getting that in there.
Uh-huh.
That and other, you know, other things that,
yeah.
You know, he does have included in there monetary reform and then an alternate suggestion if monetary reform is delayed. And that suggestion was... To have the Federal Reserve engage in quantitative easing. And I'm not even sure if we would recommend that, but...
Mm. Is that in the General Green Party platform or in the
Yes,
socialist?
It is. I sent that to Sue, but I didn't send it to the whole list. Maybe I should, I guess.
What the fuck? I can't believe that's in the platform.
It is, Howard. I was surprised.
Well, I'm going to raise hell.
And I sent it to Sue. So, well, I tell people we should look at the entire platform, not just our stuff, because there's other things in there that might need changing.
And when you find something, share it with
me. Okay, well, I'll go find it again.
Okay. Kevin Stack.
Yes, Kevin.
Sue, can you say the name of this Peak person who wrote this book?
Yeah, George Peak, P-E-E-K.
George, G-E-O-R-G-E, Peak, okay.
Yeah, Why Quit Our Own is the name of the book.
W-H-Y-Q-U-I-T-O-U-R-O-W-N. Yes?
Yeah, and it was published in 1936.
I'm searching for this on DuckDuckGo okay. or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure not finding it.
Administrator of the new AAA Act, Agricultural Adjustment Act. He was the first administrator and reported to the President of the United States.
Yeah. You know, at least Mark Dunley didn't put MMT in there.
At least.
Yeah, Howard, I'll send you that section. It's in there. Part of the Green New Deal.
Oh, my God.
Look it up if you want. But
yeah.
I sent it to Sue because I thought she ought to know what's already in that platform.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there is something I wanted to share with everybody.
Okay. You got
a couple minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes, Howard.
Can I share screen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, I better stop, huh? Stop share. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And see if I can find. Oops. Where's my share? Oh. Oops. Oops. What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. Start video. That helps maybe out. All right. And I'm going to share screen. And, oh my gosh.
You're not sharing.
Where'd my maps go? I had a file, but let me go make sure it's open.
Here is stuff, kids.
What the heck?
Windows 11, perhaps?
Windows 11.
Wow, I had...
You have Windows 11, Kevin?
Never mind.
No, no.
But anyway, it was about all that stuff about the Byzantine Empire.
Oh.
You know, and how far it reached, and what was going on at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And, but we'll talk about it another time, because I ain't got the map.
Okay. Now you got me interested. I want to see it.
Disappeared. Next
we'll put
week.
It. We'll put it on the agenda for next week. We want to see the map of the Byzantine Empire. Okay.
Listen, if we could get something that was somewhat authoritative, you know, and reasonably accurate, we could make a video about that. I mean, those kind of things get a million views.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
And so we could put in there about, you know, monetary reform and all that. But a lot of people would look at it, and you could do a one-off, and if it catches on. Especially since it would be about the ancient Byzantines, you know, it might take Google a while to figure out.
Byzantines. See, the Byzantine Empire didn't reach past Bulgaria. You know, it didn't reach past the Danube River.
Right.
You know, and so what was going on in Europe during that time through France and Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, all of that was the period called the Great, what was it called? The European takeoff, the true European Renaissance. First, you know, that's when all these universities began. That's when all the cathedrals were built. That same 250 years in there, when not only all of that was going on, and even in that area, women had more authority in society and more respect because they were worshiping the Black Madonna. That was the central feature in their cathedrals. It was the Black Madonna.
The Black Madonna.
And so it was worshiping. And of course, it was, you know, statues that they pirated from Egypt long ago. But it was, you know, worshiping a female entity. And that's what made the society more egalitarian.
Oh,
and the money system that they had was a demurrage money system. And so they started thinking long term, and that's why they built the cathedrals. And so it's interesting that the Byzantine Empire was there at that same time, and that this period ended when those Rothschild bastards came up north.
Ah, okay.
And you know, that money system went away. Europe plunged into depression and then a plague and reduced the population.
They didn't teach me that in my history class.
Yeah, well, because your history class doesn't do the scholarship that is already out there.
History. They didn't teach me anything in history.
Yeah, right. It's the military history is what you get.
The history that I did learn was long after I got out of school. So.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Your education.
I need help from the committee because I don't know what to do, what my next step is. I need some guidance here.
I would think about relating it to eco-socialism. I know you don't like that, obviously, but
there's no definition.
Just go read the Green New Deal. Okay.
Yeah. Just read what they're saying and
read
forget
what
about
they're
the word.
Saying in there and try to tie what you're talking about into what they want. You know.
You don't have to call it socialism.
Yeah, you don't have to call it that at all.
Please.
But you do have to make it interesting so that they they understand.
And, you know, that it benefits the people and it's a collective kind of thing, good for everybody, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Section 4, Part A,
that's,
I think the second sentence.
That's what they
sentence.
Think socialism's about.
Second sentence in 4A, I think, uses the word, and there's just a few.
I got to make a note here to find that other part for Howard.
So you don't think, so the committee doesn't think it's related to our greening the dollar?
I actually think it is, to myself.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not related to greening the dollar. I'm just saying you have to talk about it in a way that other people can relate to. That are, you know, most of the people in the Green Party are tree huggers.
I'm a tree hugger too.
That's true.
Well, yes, but I know that. But they're not monetary reformists.
Or deep into economics or that whole.
Right, they're not economists.
Thought.
Okay, so I can change the introduction. You know, the explanation.
But and make a distinction between what you want to put in the proposal as the reason that we're making the proposal, okay?
And make it on the 4-year, or no, the 8-year-old level, right?
Is that okay? I tried to do that with this first.
And then, I mean, make that separate from the platform itself, okay?
Make what separate? The explanation.
The explanation of why we're even making this proposal, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I sent you what was proposed last year, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't I send you that?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, okay. I sent it to everybody, I guess. But I don't, I think. Maybe
you did.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Okay. See how that proposal is written up, and you'll understand that part of what you want to write goes in one part, and the other part goes in the actual platform. There's the map.
Anyway, I'm going to want to explore some other maps and maybe put something together on this.
So the pink part
is
the Byzantine Empire?
Yeah, and well, that line is kind of the extent under Justinian early on.
The pink part is
the empire. And
so wasn't World War One the end of the Byzantine Empire?
Ottoman.
Oh, the Ottoman Empire. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to
go ahead.
Yeah, we'll want to do that map too.
But I believe Justinian,
could be interesting.
I believe Justinian was on this big campaign to unite the Roman Empire when you had these volcanic explosions and the climate turned to shit and the crops failed and then the plague hit and that was the end of the Roman Empire. He had some successful campaigns until Mother Nature took her course.
Karma.
Yeah.
47.
Oh, well, so that reminded me I went swimming in the Mediterranean Sea one time. But
anyway. Ah, cool.
Okay.
Cool. Well.
Good night, all. And,
good night, all.
Good night. Thank
very good.
See you all next
it's
week.
It's been a pleasure.
Good night. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Take care.